Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, what is the Postal Service doing with a sophisticated, well-funded operation spying on your social media posts? Reminds me of 1984, but we explore Orwell's 1984 in a different way. And we talk about one thing that if you do not have it, you can't be free. And it's a word you probably haven't thought of recently, but it's critically important. This is a interesting episode. I really enjoyed preparing for it. And I did a lot of deep thinking on it, so please listen all the way through. I'd love your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Al from Kansas for your generous support. I want to thank Carl from Ohio. I want to thank Steve, also from Ohio. And I want to thank Cynthia from Idaho. charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. We are the largest conservative student organization in the country at tpusa.com, fighting for our values on high school and college campuses. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campuses.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Have you guys had any issues getting your mail recently? Have you guys maybe had some letters lost or some delayed packages? Well, Turning Point USA, 2 weeks ago, we got a letter, a whole package of letters from November. It's true. Postmarked in mid-November, a couple donations to Turning Point USA. The post office, the postal service, hey, we're running behind. Give us a little bit of a break here. The postal service says that they're overwhelmed. Well, it seems that the Postal Service is doing some other things. This is one of the most important news stories that should be on the cover of the New York Times. I don't even think it's in the New York Times. And it's not in the Wall Street Journal. But it's on Yahoo.com. I do give Yahoo credit for publishing this. I'm not exactly one to compliment them. But it seems that they actually did this story themselves. They broke it within their own news division. The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts. That's right. The Post Office. The Postal Service. They have been quietly running a program that tracks and collects American social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to a document obtained by Yahoo News. The details of the surveillance effort, known as ICOP, Internet Covert Operations Program, has not been previously made public. The work involves having analysts trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings and then sharing that information across government agencies. So the post office can't deliver the mail, but they can spy on our own citizens. So this goes to a deeper point. And this is what makes our program a little bit different, is we're going to explain why this is happening and why this is important. I think you all know, you hear they say, oh, that shouldn't be happening. Of course it shouldn't be happening. But there's two books that I think that are so critically important for every American, every conservative. You don't even have to be conservative. If you just want a decent way of life, you must deeply understand these two books that are now becoming prophetic. The first is George Orwell's 1984. You hear it mentioned a lot, but I'm going to walk through parts of 1984 that I think, even if you read 1984 in high school, you've missed. And the other is Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, which is not talked about as much. It's a dystopian novel where the most famous line of Brave New World is, everyone belongs to everybody. I want you to think about that. Brave New World was a dystopian novel focused on how a society will eventually prioritize pleasure above truth. 1984 was a novel that warned against mass surveillance, the term Big Brother, Ministry of Truth. We get all of that from George Orwell's 1984. So why is it that the government, the post office, is engaged in the surveillance business? Why? It's because the state must know what their citizens are doing at all times. You cannot have tyranny without mass information. Tyranny comes from a Greek word, tyrannos, which means master, in charge, dominant, rule maker. I want you to think about this at a very micro level. Could a parent be in charge of a household if they did not know what their children are doing? Of course not. A parent could not be an effective parent if they did not know where their children were, what the children were watching, what their children were thinking even. It's a parent's job to participate in a micro level of a surveillance state within a home. And that's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. Now, that obviously has limitations because that parent is not in charge of surveilling their neighbor or their family member across town. When you take responsibility for raising children, knowing what happens within your home is critical. However, the people in charge of our society, they view themselves as replacing parents, breaking the bond between the parent and the child, and the government becomes the worshipped family figure. Orwell warned against this. One of the most telling quotes in all of 1984 is that parents are afraid of their children. When you think about that, parents being afraid of their children and parents no longer being responsible for communicating their values and replicating their values to the next generation. George Orwell is commonly taught as fiction. Instead, the post office is taking it as an instruction manual. 1984 is a how-to guide for, again, the post office. This is not the FBI. This is not the Department of Homeland Security. This is the post office, who's now taken George Orwell's 1984 of a mass surveillance state, and they are implementing it. They are looking at everything you are posting on social media if you're a conservative. They're cataloging it. They're making lists. So we hear a lot about this idea of making lists. Why is that important? You see, I don't think the mentioning of lists is properly explained to you. For example, we talk about, well, they're never going to register my guns. Why is that important, the registration of firearms? Here's why. You must make lists and compile information only if there is a looming action planned after it. You only make lists when you're planning to do something with that information. You only have lists of people who are boarding your airplane if you are planning to potentially know who's on your airplane and remove them from the airplane and catalog them or have a no-fly list. You only make a list when you go to the grocery store if you want to actually act on that list. Human beings only make lists as action items, not as exploratory exercises because they're just curious. The state is not curious. The Postal Service is not curious. No. They are trying to fill their information gap. The only thing that is preventing their tyranny, their mastering, their dominance is information. It's data. They need it. So I guess they found a sweet spot. I guess what's really happening here, which I think most people are missing, is that they thought if they could build a surveillance state within the post office, no one would ever find it. You see, the FBI director is called in front of Congress all the time. Same with NSA and DHS. They get asked these questions about mass surveillance all the time. No one would have thought, hey, let's go subpoena or demand the postmaster general and ask, what is this, Louis DeJoy? Is that his name? Hey, postmaster general, what are you doing to spy on? No one would have thought of that. They hid it. They hid a surveillance state within an apparatus that would seem to be the least likely. In fact, I'm expecting very soon to have a press release that pastor's sermons are being spied on by the Army Corps of Engineers. Just something completely out of left field. Like, I thought they're in charge of building bridges. No, actually, they're in charge of spying on pastors. What? It's the post office that has, and we're going to go into the details of this, hundreds of people who are paid by you to spy on you. Big Brother is watching, and they're not delivering your mail.
Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped, and it eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steak, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com to get $20 off and free express shipping. 100% American beef and chicken. Chicken is always 100% all natural. No antibiotics ever. No hormones added ever. Better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to go. And don't forget, you always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchersNS.com/Charlie.
I wonder how many subscribers of the Charlie Kirk Show podcast we have in the post office. I think it actually might be a hit. Can you get my mail, please? That would be helpful. I got a lot of envelopes that were missing. But if you guys are paid to spy on us, the least you could do is subscribe to our podcast. The least you could. I literally pay your salary. Taxpayer-funded operation. At least I could get something out of the deal. I'd love to see the file they have on me at the post office. I'd be very intrigued by that. They hit it! Intentionally, no one would have thought that a mass surveillance program was going to be happening under the people that can't even deliver your mail. Of course. And whomever discovered this at Yahoo, Jaina Winter, she deserves credit. Anyone who exposes the rising threat of abuse of our government, it's not even a threat. It's already here. What am I talking about? It's not a threat. It's a reality. Let me rephrase that. The reality of the abuse of government, I have kind words for you. So thank you, Yahoo, for coming out with this. Again, I'm not one to compliment Yahoo. So there are 200 federal laws that the U.S. Postal Service says that they enforce. I can't imagine what those laws are. I just think back to the great Cicero, the more laws, the less justice. You see, when you have these laws, they needed to go create these bureaucrats to go enforce these laws. I'm not a big rule guy. I prefer a short, tight, well-understood, public list of rules that are enforced fairly. That's what justice is. Madison warned against this. James Madison, the father of our Constitution and the fourth American president, argued that if the laws become so voluminous, then they will lose impact. I'm paraphrasing, but the word voluminous was in there. So there are hundreds and potentially thousands of people that work for the post office that are spying on this program and spying on Americans all across the country. What if I told you that if you do not have solitude, you cannot have freedom? That a necessary prerequisite to liberty is your ability to be alone. I want you to think about that. Your ability to wrestle with your own thoughts, to pray, to know that you're not being watched, to know that what you are doing in that moment is not going to be held against you. One of the most horrifying statements I hear from young people, and they generally on TikTok, you know what they say? I got nothing to hide. I don't care if they look at me all the time. Orwell writes, "It was terribly dangerous to let your thoughts wander when you were in any public place or within range of a telescreen. The smallest thing could give you away. A nervous tick, an unconscious look of anxiety, a habit of muttering to yourself, anything that carried with it the suggestion of abnormality, of having something to hide. In any case, to wear an improper expression on your face, to look incredulous when a victory is announced, for example, was itself a punishable offense." One wrong look, one wrong statement, you're a thought criminal. You know that Orwell actually came up with the term thought crime. There are so many words we use in our discourse that Orwell came up with. And by the way, Orwell was a socialist, but he wasn't a rich-hating socialist. Orwell famously said that socialism is much more about hating the rich than helping the poor. He got to start actually covering coal miners in northern England. If you have people that are paid by our tax dollars to create lists, an understandable question of what comes next is, what are they going to do with those lists? In 1984, the main character, Winston, noticed and observed that the condition of life in that dystopian reality was terrible. The streets were dirty. Things were not getting done because the state was too worried about spying on their citizens and erasing history. And isn't that what's happening with the post office? They can't even deliver the mail because they're too busy spying on you.
Did you know that over 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and magnesium is the number one mineral to fight stress, fatigue, and sleep issues? My work schedule has been rather hectic lately, and I'm noticing it's starting to wear me down, even when I'm getting all my workouts in. In fact, I still feel like I'm stressed. That's why I'm excited to share with you more about a magnesium product I discovered. Magnesium powers over 600 critical reactors in our bodies, but don't just grab any magnesium pill. The one I recommend is Magnesium Breakthrough because it combines all seven essential forms of magnesium into one convenient supplement. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are synthetic and they're not full spectrum. When you get all seven critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded. With one more simple action, you reverse your magnesium deficiency, fight fatigue, feel more at ease, feel less anxious. This is by far the most complete magnesium product ever created, and I highly recommend it. Today, you can get 10% off at magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Coupon code 10, that's magbreakthrough, promo code Kirk, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, enter code Kirk10, that's magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, enter code Kirk10, feel relaxed, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk.
The post office yesterday was revealed to have a very in-depth, well-funded organization of their arm called the Internet Covert Operations Program, where their mission is to surveil and catalog Facebook posts of Americans that might be deemed inflammatory. Rachel Levinson Waldman, deputy director of the Brennan Center for Justice and Liberty, who, again, I'm not a fan of this organization, but she said something actually very true. She said, "This seems a little bizarre." Yeah, do you think? "Based on the very minimal information that's available online, it appears that ICOP is meant to root out the misuse of the postal system by online actors, which doesn't seem to encompass what's going on here. It's not at all clear why their mandate would include monitoring of social media that's unrelated to the use of the postal system." I'm going to answer your confusion, Rachel. It's very obvious. Next, there's a statement here from a professor at University of Chicago. He says, I just don't think the Postal Service has the degree of sophistication that you would want if you were dealing with national security issues. This part is puzzling. There are so many other agencies that could do this. I don't understand why the post office would be doing it. There's no need for the post office to do it. You've got the FBI Homeland Security. Okay, so this guy makes the worst argument. Let's just say call him Professor Stone, University of Chicago. So he's not saying what they're doing is bad. He's just saying, hey, the spying should be done by different agencies. You understand what's happening here? This guy's being like, you got an organizational chart problem, okay? You guys need corporate reorganization. It's not that I have a problem with Americans being spied on. It's just that that's not the Postal Service's mission statement. Now, while I agree, it's probably mission creep for the post office to be spying on Americans, the outrage of this piece should be, why are Americans being spied on at all? Why is there a taxpayer-funded scheme to collect our social media posts and create lists against us? We know the answer to that. Of course we do. And so for Rachel Levinson Waldman, Deputy Director of the Brennan Center of Justice, who's confused, let me offer some clarity. When you have a seemingly limitless budget of the federal government and not that much radicalism in the country, then there is an incentive structure to go find radicalism where it doesn't exist and go spy on normal Americans and misrepresent what they're saying to paint them as radicals. That's what's happening here. We are subsidizing the persistent and perpetual investigation of our fellow countrymen. Every single tyrannical government that has ever existed always has surveillance as a primary attribute of their despotism. From the terror in France in 1793, it's actually where we get the word surveillance from, there were surveillance committees were formed in every French municipality in March of 1793 by order of the Jacobin Convention to monitor the actions and movements of suspected persons, outsiders, and dissidents. Mao had his Red Guard. The Nationalist Socialist Workers' Party had the SS. We all know about the Gestapo. So here's what's happening here. As tyranny increases, their goal is the abolition of all forms of solitude, which would therefore make them the closest of an earthly form of their own interpretation of a deity that we could get to. One of my favorite words in the English language, just because I like saying it, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. Ubiquitous. It's a fun word to say, isn't it? Ubiquitous. It means everywhere. All present. That's an attribute of a creator, by the way. It's one of the words that we as Christians use to describe God. Omnipresent. Omniscient. What do those two words mean? Everywhere and all-knowing. The people in charge have always wanted to make themselves into an earthly form of a deity. But here's the thing that most people miss when it comes to Orwell, and they're missing this when it comes to this Postal Service Red Guard, which is, almost none of this would be possible without technology. Technology made possible thanks to a group of anti-American entrepreneurs in Menlo Park are helping create the new surveillance state. And Orwell warned against this. I quote, Orwell writes in 1984, "By comparison with that existing today, all the tyrannies of the past were half-hearted and inefficient. Part of the reason for this was that in the past, no government had the power to keep its citizens under constant surveillance. The invention of prints, however, made it easier to manipulate public opinion, and the film and the radio carried the process further." This was written in 1949. Imagine what Orwell would think where you have an Alexa in your living room. You have a smartphone that you carry around with you all the time. You are inviting the surveillance state to say, monitor me, organize me, In China, we already see they're doing social scores. That if you step out of line against the state, you'll be punished. The number one form of censorship is self-censorship, where people shut themselves up. They are scared of violating a thought crime. They don't want to think something that might be in violation to the party, which is exactly the term that's used in Orwell's 1984. Now, the post office, amongst many other government agencies, are not actually interested in the welfare of our nation. No, they want information. They want data. Those people that worship data, and some Republicans do, by the way, they seek to know everything about you before you even know it. You might say, Charlie, how do they know something that I don't even know? They know what you're going to buy before you know it. They even know with a likelihood of a 99% correlation of where you're going to go on vacation before you even go. They even know how you're going to act in certain circumstances because they profile all of your decisions, decisions that you don't even remember. What if I told you that there's a machine that remembers every Google search you've made over the last 5 years? Do you remember every Google search? Of course you don't. And what if I told you that that algorithm has trillions of data inputs and then they can see the action after it, so then they're able to have an input and a correlated output, therefore they know what you're going to do before you do it. Now, it's temporarily being used for commercial purposes, but we know that it's also being used for political purposes. There's been more energy spent in the history of humanity doing one thing than anything else. You know what that is? There is one activity that has consumed more time, energy, and resources than any other activity in the history of the world. It's not sports. It's not business. It's not even seeking pleasure. No. The activity that has consumed more human energy than any other is dominating other human beings. It is the most encompassing exercise since human beings graced this planet. More people have spent time trying to dominate other human beings than any other endeavor in the history of the world. More than music, more than art, more than sports, more than truth, more than speaking, more than raising children. The endeavor that seems to replicate itself in many different forms, whether it be Alexander the Great in conquests, or Napoleon over Europe, or Sun Tzu in China, or the Aztecs over their own people, or the Mayans over their own people, or the Native American tribes that fought amongst themselves, is I want to dominate you. It's built into who we are as human beings. It's in our DNA. The left won't give you that. They say, no, 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 it's about the construct. Then why is it that absent any sort of European influences that are always the enemy, that Native Americans, some of them were known as scalpers. They were terrible to each other. They didn't have private property. They thought the land belonged to everyone. But make no mistake, the Navajo fought the Cherokee, and the Sioux fought the Navajo, and the Iroquois fought the Sioux. Well before European influences ever graced the continent of North America. The human norm is trying to dominate one person. So the Postal Service says, eh, we're tempted. Mail delivery, that's boring. Dominating human beings, it's exciting. Knowing information about people, I get a little bit of a power trip from that. I get an adrenaline boost. I get a dopamine rush because I might actually be closer to the heavens if I know more about you than you even know about yourself. Why are people shutting themselves up? Why is self-censorship on the rise? The number one form of censorship in America. Orwell said it best. For the first time, he perceived that if you want to keep a secret, you must also hide it from yourself. If you want to keep a true secret, don't even tell yourself. Because the Postal Service will find out. The tech companies will find out. As solitude is destroyed, your liberty is destroyed alongside of it.
So have you ever browsed in incognito mode? It's probably not as incognito as you think. And why would it be? Incognito mode, like the Chrome browser itself, is a Google product. And Google has made its fortune by tracking your movements online. There's even a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting user data. Google's defense, incognito does not mean invisible. So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online? ExpressVPN. Turns out that even in incognito mode, your online activity still gets tracked. And data brokers still get to buy and sell your data. One of these data points is in your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by other ExpressVPN customers that makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie.
Humor can break the back of a totalitarian state overnight. This is why Stalin and Mao, they criminalized the comedians because they were truth tellers. And that's why they killed Cicero. He was a humorist because he was a truth teller and he was hilarious. Jerry Seinfeld is very funny. And he was a prophet when it came to the post office. And Larry David, play tape.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to cancel my mail.
Certainly. How long would you like us to hold it?
I want out permanently.
I'll handle this, Violet. Why don't you take your 3-hour break? Well, calm down, everyone. No one's canceling any mail.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, what about your bills?
The bank can pay them.
The bank? Mm. And then, well, what about your cards and letters?
Email, telephones, fax machines, FedEx, telex, telegrams, holograms.
All right, it's true. Of course nobody needs mail. Well, you think you're so clever figuring that one out? But you don't know the half of what goes on here. So just walk away, Kramer. I beg of you.
You don't know the half of what goes on here, so just walk away. Of course, that's Newman. I am sad that a generation is not being properly exposed to Seinfeld. And I'm telling you right now, it's just a matter of time till the thought police and the Ministry of Truth remove Seinfeld altogether, from Babu Bot to Uncle Leo to a certain type of soup vendor to a Puerto Rican day parade to, not that there's anything wrong about it, to the black and white cookie. Seinfeld was tackling the issues of race, culture, language, immigration with levity and truth long before Patrice Kahn-Coller started to amass a massive real estate empire. They will come after Seinfeld. Because one evening, Ibram X. Kendi will be suffering from insomnia. And he'll turn on TBS and he'll see a Seinfeld episode. And he'll see the black and white cookie episode of Jerry Seinfeld. And he'll say, ah, racist. I found my new enemy. And like that, Seinfeld will disappear into the annals of history, and history will be rewritten. Seinfeld will no longer be a comedy. No, it'll be a tragedy. Instead, Seinfeld will become a hologram and a relic of our memory. You see, it's actually an attribute of 1984. One of the full-time jobs of the people in 1984 was to rewrite the past. It's what the main character Winston was actually tasked to do. You see, in Orwell's world, there were a couple thinkers that were not allowed to be discussed. They edited them, they removed them, and one of them was Shakespeare, who in his proper context was hilarious. He was a humorist because he told the truth. In addition, Chaucer and Milton. As Orwell said, the past is changeable. Things are as we want them to be. It's all about who gets to rewrite the history. So as the Postal Service is pecking away on their laptops today after they take their three-hour break, watching assuredly this program and your social media feed, you should ask yourselves the question, where is this going? Why create the list? And why would the people in charge disguise and camouflage a massive surveillance operation underneath a mail delivery service? Well, the answer is, of course, they didn't want to get caught. The Postmaster General is the least likely commandant in the surveillance wars. You should ask yourself the question, why did we have a Fourth Amendment? How many of you have said to yourselves, I need some alone time? I've said it before. Too many people. I need an hour by myself. It's a natural human desire to want some time with yourself. Jesus needed solitude. Aristotle talked about the need of solitude. So did Plato. In a world where solitude is impossible, you can't be free. You can only be controlled. Because if you say one word or think one thing wrong, you'll forever be a slave to the state. Brought to you by a mail delivery program, the Post Service. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.